Leaders of an ethnic uprising in Nigeria's oil-rich Niger River Delta say they have stopped fighting government forces, ending a two-week siege that caused a nearly 40% drop in oil production in the West African country. Members of the ethnic Ijar group, who have been fighting government forces for 2 weeks, said they decided to put down their weapons after meeting with the government of Delta State on Tuesday. Starting on March 13th, the Ijars attacked oil facilities, clashed with members of the rival Itsekiri group, and fought with the Nigerian military as they pressed their demands for greater political representation. The skirmishes left at least 13 people dead over the past 2 weeks. The government of President Olusegun Obasanjo dispatched hundreds of troops to quell the violence. On Wednesday, leaders of the uprising said they had stopped fighting but warned they would resume their attacks if the government does not meet their demands. These include the redrawing of electoral districts ahead of general elections, which are scheduled for April 19th. The Ijars, who consider themselves the majority in the region, say current political boundaries were laid to the Ijars' disadvantage. They accuse rival Itsekiris, who hold more seats in the local council, of trying to monopolize political power. The violence prompted three foreign oil companies to halt operations in the Niger River Delta. The shutdowns cut daily oil production by a third in Nigeria, the world's sixth largest producer of oil. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Abidjan.